We are up to Sif Gimel in Simen Tofresh Mem Gimel, and that's what we will be doing. Bishar Yomim Mavarech Al Hasuka Kodem Birkas Hamotzi. On the other days, you say the Leishe Basuka before the Motzi. Why is that? In order not to be mafsik between the Motzi and the eating of the bread. V'noagim Lavarech Al Hasuka Acher Birkas Hamotzi Kodem Shiyiton. However, it is our minhag that we first say Leishe Basuka, that we first say Hamotzi Lechem Haaretz and then Leishe Basuka before we eat, and it's not considered a hefsik because it is necessary. You have to have a sukkah in order to be able to eat. Haga, hachi noagim b'chol. That is our minhag during the week. Avol b'Shabbos v'yontiv sheyesh bem kiddush mavarach la'acher kiddush. Whereas on Shabbos and Yontiv that there's Kiddush, you're supposed to make the Leishe Basuka at the end of Kiddush. Then Kiddush bebayis v'achol basuk o'ipcha ayin liel. Now there's a machlokas achronim on Yontiv when you say borei pri agafen for Kiddush by the Utoma Yontiv by day where there's no bracha of Makadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, just the borei pri agafen. Should you say Leishe Basuka then, or should you say Leishe Basuka when you're going to have your challah? The reason being that really wine is not mechayev asuka. So it's just a hefsik. You're saying Leishe Basuka between the borei pri agafen and the drinking. Well, that's not right. The drinking was not mechayev a Leishe Basuka. However, the Mishnah Berurah says lahalach. He says David Kamar Avid. You can do what you want, but in a case of someone who's making kiddush on yontif in the sukkah and then plans on leaving and only later washing, what he's having now is cake in place of his suda. Here he says for sure that you should say a leishah basuka in the kiddush itself. So here you would say leishah basuka and say baruch pri'agavon leishah basuka. Be toim of the wine, and then say you borrow him in a mezonis, and eat your mezonis in place of the sukkah.